Good morning.
Good morning. It's 11:17 a.m. on Thursday, March the 4th, 2021. Put my hood back. Quite needed anymore. I've built up enough warmth here. It's kind of a chilly day. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was kind of hoping it would start raining before I took the walk, because, yeah, I got a lot of nope running here today. Big case of nope. However, I do have my words done for the day. They're taken care of. 2,300 and change, I think, was today. I have no idea where this book is going. I just keep pushing words at it. Well, I have some idea of where the book is going, but I just have to keep writing and find out what they do next. That's all. It's just keep writing till they don't have anything else to do. So, yeah. Not all of these words will stay in one book. I'm pretty sure of that. Will it go into two? I don't know. Will they get tossed? Probably. I don't know how many of these conversations that I've had, because this was going on so long, I don't know how many of these conversations I've already had in this file under a different circumstance, or we'll see. I don't know. Sniff, snort. I also got my yogurt going. This is like the sixth day that I've intended to make yogurt and finally actually got it going. The problem with yogurt is that it takes so long that I have a very narrow window every morning to get it done in the optimal time frame, which is off the counter before I have to fix dinner. Instapot, man, it's beautiful, but it takes up a lot of room on my counter when I'm trying to fix dinner, because I really don't have that much counter. But it's yogurting now. I've got the starter in it and the rennet in it. So it's running. Goes for 5 hours. It'll be done around 4 o'clock, which is about when I start dinner. That's it for the day. That's all I got to say. I'm out. Tomorrow's going to be ugly. Tomorrow... Shit. I don't know what I'm going to do about tomorrow. I've got another 2-hour Zoom meeting with the CIFA board tomorrow morning, starting at 9 o'clock. And I will be leaving at 11, because it's all I can manage. It could end early. You never know. They were only supposed to be an hour, these meetings. They're supposed to only be for an hour, like 9 to 10. Okay. But then nobody can seem to do business anyplace except this Zoom call. I find it frustrating. And that's probably I probably said more than I should have already, but that's all I'm going to say about that right at the moment. There's a little skein of geese flying overhead. They're all in order, so they're probably not going to talk to me. A little bit. No, that was it. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Yeah. I was going to talk about what I'm reading because I'm pretty much out of things to talk about. There's a lot of stuff I could rant about. There's a lot of stuff that's not really going to be all that interesting. I did restart the server for Ark Survival. I wanted to see if I could get the mods that I like to play on the server. And it turns out it's relatively easy. I used a thumb drive to move the mods from my single player game over to the server machine, which made it really easy. I made a couple of changes to the game initialization files. And then started over. Good morning. And then started over. I saved the file that has all of the work that my daughter and I did. The houses, the dinos that we tamed, all of that. I saved that save file out. I put it aside. So I'd start a fresh game. And I have to say, it's going a lot faster. You know, you log in and you've got five levels because the server kept ticking up your experience while you were sleeping. The downside, of course, is that you have to find a place that's safe for you to sleep, because otherwise some meat-eating dinosaur will come over and eat your meat while you're away. But I've already made level 40. I've got a bunch of stuff that I haven't. I got a bunch of stuff that I normally do that I just sort of ignored this time. It's like, do I need to learn this? Do I need to do this? I'm watching season 5 of Single Player Ark on YouTube. Flinger, P-H-L-I-N-G-E-R, Flinger, P-H-O-O, Flinger Foo. There's another guy called Syntac, S-Y-N-T-A-C. I don't know if there's a T at the end or not. That does a lot of Ark, particularly, you know, single player, solo playing Ark. I think Syntac does it on a server where Flinger is doing it as a single player game on his local machine. So when he ends an episode, he logs out, and when he logs back in again, he's where he left off, which is how single player works. He does a little bit of stuff off camera, but it's interesting to watch him approach those first few days of living and dying in the Ark. It's interesting to watch how he plays it. They're both of them very big on getting on a dinosaur early and then riding the dinosaur along, which makes a certain amount of sense, because for the most part the dinos that want to eat you have to go through your mount first. So if you have if you're riding something decent, then the dinosaur you're riding takes most of the damage, which is real handy when you don't have a whole lot of damage to spare or a whole lot of offensive capability yourself. So far in the new game, I haven't. I need to build a taming trap so I can pick up a couple of trikes or something. I think at the moment I've got like 3 Dilophosaurs and coming up when I get ready. Say it with me. Monk puss. I got like 3 Dilophosaurs and a couple of dodos and 2 Parasaurolophuses. So I need something that's gonna help me gather berries. I really need to find something that will help me with fiber. I need a lot of fiber. Fiber in my diet. Only, no, that's because I go through a lot of fiber making stuff. It's the rope you tie everything together with, so yeah, I go through a lot of it. So I don't know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how this works. Slowly tuning it to be the game that I want it to be. That's fun for me. I think this is what I was thinking about this when I was playing. Where the hell did he go with that purple car? I was thinking about it when I was playing Outer Worlds. The replayability of Outer Worlds is really limited. Because you can't really do anything. Everything you do is pre-scripted. Everything is... You're almost... No, you're not almost forced. You are forced to go through it in a particular order. And there's no progression, is there? I'm trying to remember. There isn't any progression that matters. The tree is too shallow, I think. You get to set some characteristics early on and they make a difference, but I'm trying to think. Do you in fact get levels? I don't remember, which says something about the game. Not the least of which is that I don't remember enough of the game because I haven't played it enough. And I gave up. I put it aside after, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 hours, something like that. Not a big number. You can upgrade things. I remember upgrading my weaponry. I think I remember that. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But Ark is, you know, there's a setting for everything. You want the dinosaurs to poop more often. You can have that happen. You want to have them poop less. You can have that often. You want to play hardcore where if you die, that's it. You have to start again. You can make that happen. Which I think you can also do in Outer Worlds, but be that as it may. But then there's a whole modding community where, okay, I'm not happy with the raft, so I put in a raft mod. So my new raft has reverse. Man, the original raft without reverse is like, really? We don't even have like a poling, you know, get out a big pole and push against the shore to push it off. You gotta try to turn it, go forward, and hope you don't get grounded permanently. I mean, it's... So I got a raft mod, and I don't like the way inventory management takes over the game by about level 20. as you're building more and more chests to hold enough materials to actually build the house you want to live in. And like, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. I want to tame dinosaurs. I want to play the game. I want to go explore. I want to, at some point, I'm going to have to break down and see if I can actually ascend once. I haven't actually ascended. I haven't got to the point where I've killed the bosses and ascended to go to the next map, which is Scorched Earth. I've been on Scorched Earth. I've played the Scorched Earth map before because it's a lot of fun. But I've always just gone straight to the map. I haven't gone through the Ark Ascension ever. I don't think I've killed more than one of the bosses ever. And there's like, I don't know, three of them? Four of them? I think you have to kill them all together. I think there's nine because you have to kill each one of the three at successively higher incarnations. I really don't know what the end game looks like here. Because I always got bored and left it before then because it seemed all impossible. It seemed like you can't really do this. But then I see people doing it and it's like, all right, well, it's not that you can't do it. It's just I don't know how. So perhaps this game will be the one where I learn how. And then I'll look back on it and go, oh, geez. That was really easy. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. One step at a time. Okay, that's cold. I'm coming up on the park here. Across the street. If I can get across before this guy comes over and runs me down. Next to the last street. Walk along the park. Walking along the side of the park. I'm still reading Litka's Bright Dark Sea. It's still pulling me along. But one thing I've noticed is that it's not pulling me along the way some books do. You know, I can pick it up, I can read it for an hour, and I can put it down. I can pick it up, I can read it for half an hour, and I can put it down. I can pick it up, I can read it even for 20 minutes and put it down. It's that putting it down part. Because I read for a while, and then I put it down. And there's a lot of pulpy goodness in it. There's a lot of Lester Dent jacking up the stakes every time you turn around. When you thought you were safe, you weren't. Only were you not safe, but you're in worse trouble than you were before, which is pretty common. I mean, it's what they tell writers to do. I find it tedious in the extreme because a lot of times it's artificial. It doesn't really come from the story. This guy parked here at the park. He's been walking his little dogs. He came up to the back of his hatchback and then keyed the hatch to lift and stepped back. And both dogs were in before the hatch got up. Happy dogs. Happy, happy dogs. There's nothing happier than a happy dog. So, yeah, here I am. I'm walking. I'm out. I'm moving. Got the stink blowed off. It's kind of chilly. It's not bad. I'm kind of glad I got up before it started raining. keep the streak alive. I got my calendar. I don't know if I mentioned it the other day, but I ordered a new year at a glance because mine ran out like in December. I ordered a new one and it came like the next day. I think it came from right here in town somewhere. But so I put it up and marked off January. There's a lot of red in January. And there's still a lot of red in February for the walking, but the riding is all green. That's how I'm hoping for March, to make, I can't make it all green, but I can make a lot of it green. So we'll see how we work out. We'll see how it goes. In the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.